Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Grizzly to McAvoy. A lot of talent on the ice. Saka, the shot. Scores! Pavel Saka with a dirt glove side.
I think that line is very dynamic. It's one of the most creative lines in the league, the way they score goals.
Andy Gresh.
Oh, penalty foul! Yes, sir!
Celtics flexing on the Nets right now.
Kyrie finishes tonight.
I mean,
he had 20 points. Four rebounds, four assists. Shakes his head. I'm not sure of what, but I was never sure much of anything with Kyrie.
When you're going against a very motivated team, such as the Boston Celtics, they have a chip on their shoulder. It's clear as day that they want to win the championship, and they're not wasting any time in the regular season. So tonight I felt like we were just one of those teams in the way.
Christian Fourier.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
With San Francisco in the mix, a better team, he may have been better off not to quit.
Gresh and Fourier right now.
I would love a statue of Tom outside the stadium. He is what that success is, those six banners up there.
On WEEI.
Final hour here on this Thursday. Oh, do we got a big Friday show for you tomorrow. We might even get on the old quarterback carousel again. Because now with Tom Brady out, I think it shakes up everything. But let's get to some Patriots stuff. Celtics blew doors last night. Mm-hmm. Bruins are winners in Toronto. They're now off to the All-Star break. And, I mean, we don't have anything Bruins until next Saturday, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So a little bit of time off and a little downtime.
Cannonball run.
For the Bees. And, oh, yeah, then it's the cannonball run to the cup after that, friend.
Oh, there you go.
So Mike Reese had a report the other day, a report, whatever you want to call it, from Mike Reese.
If it's in Canada, it's report. Here in the U.S., it's report.
But that's the thing. Like, we went through the whole, like, are you a reporter? Are you an insider? Yeah. Are you a columnist? You know, that whole thing.
Worlds colliding.
But I digress.
Okay.
Mike Reese, little in stature, but big reporting. The Patriots are motivated to sign Jacoby Myers. Fourier, how do you define motivated under the William B. Belichick dictionary?
Okay, so let me try this out. You tell me if you agree with this.
All right.
I would say if I was going to use a synonym for this particular situation, motivated would be, for me, priority. Like, that's
like
a priority.
Like the Red Sox had a priority, yes, with Xander Bogaerts?
No, this one's real. Because the money isn't obnoxious. They're motivated because they probably feel like they can sign him, right? So they're going to go in. It's going to be like, they don't have to be timid. They don't have to be, you know, nervous about negotiations. They're motivated. So it means he should be a priority. When the Super Bowl is over, when the legal tampering starts, which is the most weirdest term by the NFL.
But it's going on right now.
No, exactly. That's my point. It's like, they just keep pushing it. Just call tampering is legal. He'll be first up. They probably already kind of have talked with him, talked with his agent. Here's what we're thinking.
Who is Drew Rosenhaus, by the way?
Yeah, so
same agent as Nelson Aguilar.
I feel like there's enough data in history for that type of player in that position to say, here's how we're starting. You're not Gronk, so don't try to strong arm me. You're not some, you know, red jacket guy, so don't try to big time me and don't play chicken with me, because they will legitimately just be like, okay, fine. They will play nice until you're like arrogant about it. They will play nice and they will respect your decision to kind of, hey, what about this? And until I got caught up in that. I got pants by trying to be a little arrogant.
What do you mean?
After the first year, they wanted to sign me to an extension after the first year. Okay. Like right away, they were coming to me asking for an extension.
Now, you came in 2003 on a 2-1. Oh, sorry.
After the Super Bowl, I came in on a 3-year deal.
Got it. Sorry.
Okay.
So, 2002.
So, had like my best year personally. You know, we talked about, made fun of all the lack of touchdowns I had. And 1 year, I had 7 in a 2-point conversion. So, I was like, man, finally, it's working. And so, I was like, oh, no, I'm worth more than that.
Oh,
I remember going back and forth, and I remember I was stringing along because I kept thinking that I would get more money. Finally, Pioli came up to me. He's like, you know, we're dropping it. We don't want to do it anymore. I was like, damn it. Okay. And then, like, literally a month and a half later, they came to me. Scott stopped me in the hallway, and he's like, listen, we want to do this again. You ready to do this? And I asked them what the numbers were, and they were lower than I initially wanted. Like, I, you know what I mean? It's almost like, by being so arrogant, they need me type of thing, that whole thing, they need me.
Who's your guy?
Who is my agent?
Yeah.
Dave Dunn.
How come you just didn't say, I'm open to it, call Dave Dunn?
Eventually did.
Okay.
Eventually did. I said, I called Dave and handled it.
Because the whole dropping the numbers on you.
I already knew what the numbers were.
And, that's just me.
By that point in time. No, but that. But
the management person
in
me.
I wanted to stay.
Got it.
Like, I wanted to, but I had played it wrong. Like, lesson learned. I had overplayed my hand. But then I had learned that they just, listen, if you want to play chicken with them, like, my position was replaceable. Like, they had just drafted Dan. They were going to draft Ben Watson. You have 2 first round tight ends. They're going to play. And I was like, wow, like, this is easy street for me. What was I thinking? And this is the same thing they've done with Welker, the same thing they've done with Edelman.
Welker, Edelman, Troy Brown.
And those guys,
Amendola,
you would think were irreplaceable.
No.
So if they're willing to gamble with those guys, to find out, see, they knew what the market was.
They played chicken with the freaking Logan Mankins on a franchise tag.
I love the way he played it, though. He was just...
Oh, he was like, you want to F me? Fine, I'll franchise tag in. I'll show up for 6 weeks.
I'll go race cattle.
You know what? He did kind of get him back a little bit. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, he questioned Kraft's character and all this other stuff.
He was viewed as a guy who maybe wasn't replaceable.
Yeah, and you felt like it.
And I think they look at everyone... Even Brady as replaceable.
And that is the story. If the lesson learned is, listen, they're only willing to go so far. If you continually push back and act like you're bigger than the system, the organization, they will say, we will find another undrafted former quarterback and turn them into a highly productive slot receiver. We've done it multiple times. Trust me. Silence. Okay, you're right. He'll go out. They'll offer him a deal. It'll be below market value, what he thinks he's worth. Because Rosenhaus will probably think, hey, I'm talking to this guy and that guy. They will realize that, listen, they can do better too. I can find a 6th-round pick to do what he does. Whatever. They won't value him the correct way. And he'll be more productive here, and he'll have a better career here. He'll have better memories here. He'll play more important games here than he will in some other team. Unless you put him in, you know, Kansas City, you know, wherever Aaron Rodgers goes, Justin Herbert. Pick a quarterback that is young and, like, will get you the ball because you're the third option. You'll catch 60, 70 balls.
Well, I was going to say,
Cincinnati.
I wonder if a team like Cleveland would look at someone like Myers and get somebody over the middle.
Save Deshaun Watson from himself. Just catch the ball and fall down.
So, as of right now, this is a very unofficial list of free agent wide receivers according to SpotTrack. Now, mind you, there have been no cuts yet. There have been no wide receivers who've gotten into, say, a fight with their management group to where they've been released into the great white yonder, right? But Fourier, listen to this list. And this is stacked, by the way, in terms of highest to lowest on the 2022 average annual value of the contracts these players are coming off of. Number 1, Nelson Agholor, $11 million. Sterling Shepard is next on this list. He made, or his average annual value on his deal was 10.25. Then you have DJ Chark, who made $10 million in Detroit. And then, listen to these, Randall Cobb, Marvin Jones, Julio Jones, Byron Pringle, Alan Lazard. Then you get to Jacoby Myers, who made $3.986 million last year, as did a guy like Alan Lazard. And then below Myers, you have Deonte Hardy, Juju Smith-Schuster, whatever's left of the corpse of A.J. Green, Jarvis Landry, and then you get to Matt Slater, who they have as a wide receiver who made $2.622 million. Actually made more than N'Keal Harry did last year.
Better player than N'Keal Harry.
Of course. But that is right now your free agent options at wide receiver. Here's my gut feel on this, especially after reading that list. If the Patriots bring back Jacoby Myers, that's their big move. That's the move. That's all I think you're going to get, other than maybe drafting someone or a mid-level free agent. Like, what would you consider Jarvis Landry at this point? Probably just a mid-level free agent, right? Or Jamison Crowder or Sammy Watkins. Because here's my fear, is that they turn around and sign Myers. And then you got Parker, Myers, Thornton, Bourne, and coming off injury, Ty Montgomery.
And how do you feel about that group?
I don't feel great about that group, but I'll tell you this. I think they might look to draft maybe someone in the middle rounds or go to the bargain basement bin in free agency and try to find a couple of more Ty Montgomery types to then bring in. I think if Jacoby Myers comes back, you take the option or the dream of a high-end wide receiver kind of off the table.
I don't know if you can. You're still really thin. You're really gambling on the upside.
They'll fill out the group.
Well, you'll have
but
a
it
bunch
ain't gonna
of guys.
Be we're gonna sign Odell Beckham or we're gonna trade for, you know, Brandon Cooks or someone like that.
Yeah, and I would say that Brandon Cooks, when you think about what they gave up and, you know, really, like, you're talking about a 1,000-yard receiver every single year since he's been in the league. Even when he left, he's just a 1,000-yard receiver. And that's what he does.
Million.
He's a 1,000-yard. He's a consistent 1,000-yard receiver. People, oh, he's soft. He's this. He doesn't like contact. So what? You're hiring him for his speed. He's fast. So I still think you're light. I still think you're light. You need one more guy, and not a middle-of-the-road guy that's got one foot out the door that's looking just to cash in on another paycheck, and by week 10, he's going to be like, nah, I don't really feel like fighting through this injury. That, to me, is the concern. So you got to find someone who's hungry, that still has a lot to prove, that is has a injury history that isn't, you know, negative. You got to. I still think they're in the mark for somebody, and maybe it's a trade.
22 guys went over 1,000 yards this year in the NFL. It was about the same number last year because we've heard 1,000 yards.
Well, you didn't
makes
have
you
one.
30, well, but we've heard 1,000 yards makes you a great receiver. Really?
Well,
nowadays
maybe
in
not
the NFL.
But still, it is a sign of your willingness to throw the football. I mean, you can't just be 1,000 yard. Well, listen, you have an extra game. Okay. So you.
So there is that too.
Okay. I still think it's a standard.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the names on here. Brandon Ayuk, Godwin in a return year with Brady. Now, all right, T. Higgins, Tyler Lockett, you know, DK Metcalf, Garrett Wilson.
You're talking about some good wide receivers.
Christian
now.
Kirk. Yeah, but if any of you put any of these guys on the Patriots, do they transform in this team?
No.
That's my point about the whole deal is that I think they would look
well,
at
T.
Bourne.
Higgins would.
I think they would look at Bourne would. As the luxury buy.
T. Higgins would. Absolutely.
And are they going to turn around and give him 15 and a half
a
million,
agent, yeah.
16, something like
probably
that?
Probably not, but it wouldn't hurt.
If they're going to buy a guy, even though they did spend a bunch of money on Aguilar in terms of average annual value, when you look at where the numbers have gone now, they didn't pay that guy nothing. Now, you also gave him nothing.
Yeah.
But relative to other wide receivers, it really wasn't much when it was all said and done. We do got to get to what went down in Denver. Does that affect New England? And I saw a list of free agent running backs out on the Twitter, and something struck me that I got to run by Fourier.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Into 37937 Foyer. Yeah. Out of the 617, 1,000 yards a year in today's NFL, just under 59 yards a game. Just for the perspective on the
doesn't seem like a lot.
How much of an impact the 1,000-yard receiver can make. I think we're going back to the ensemble cast and hoping that someone emerges. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. With Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, and I don't have necessarily a problem with that. I think you would have gotten much more production, just better everything with a competent OC. Everything
OC,
really,
right.
It's, I don't think these players are bad.
No.
I don't think they are. There's not a Pro Bowler in the group.
They effed around and almost made the playoffs.
It's amazing. With all that being said,
yeah,
with everything
right
that
there.
Happened, they were still in it till the very end.
Okay, now I read the list earlier of at least four right now, the free agent wide receivers to be. There are guys like Odell Beckham out there who's still trying to convince people that he's healthy and okay and somebody take a chance on him and all that stuff, right? But I saw this 2 days ago on Twitter. And normally when you have a lot of these free agent lists that get put out there, people, you know, put it in a tweet. It's kind of like top 10 guys, right? Mm-hmm. NFL free agent running backs 2023. I want you to tell me what is missing in what I'm about to read.
NFL free agents 2023.
Okay, running backs, right?
Okay, yep.
So you got Josh Jacobs of the Raiders.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley of the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Pollard of the Cowboys.
Wow.
Miles Sanders of the Eagles.
Ooh.
Kareem Hunt of the Browns.
Okay.
Jamal Williams coming off a career year with the Lions.
Yeah, Lions.
Raheem Mostert of the Dolphins, Dante Foreman of the Panthers, David Montgomery of the Bears,
jeez,
Rashad Penny of the Seahawks. That's
Rashad Penny, huh?
That's 10 names.
Yeah.
Who wasn't on it?
Damian Harris was not on it.
So doesn't that make you think that maybe, just maybe, there's a chance that he comes back at a palatable number, considering if you really need a big-time tailback, aren't you going Jacobs, Barkley, Pollard, top three? If you, I'm talking about, you have a massive hole to fill. You're maybe one player away and go sign one of those dudes.
So I just, from a player's perspective, you know, I'm looking at these lists. I'm looking at where they have me ranked. I'm looking at the top 10, fill in the blank of the position, and they don't even have me. Now I'm like, oh, crap. Right away I go, there's money flying out the window. There's now, it doesn't mean that list is right or it's in that order, but it does kind of make me go, holy crap, how am I even viewed? How do other teams view me? Do they view me as just a situational power back? Do they view me as a starter with limited capabilities? Do they see me as like a sub guy for the starter, right? I'm the guy. I'm the spell guy. I'm going to give you a break guy. You're working your ass off guy. I'm going to come in at some, you know, mid-level veteran deal. And, I'm just going to back you up when you're tired. Like what Pollard used to be.
Yep.
Pollard used to be that guy. And Ezekiel Elliott was like the starter and everything. And then suddenly like, oh, I think Pollard's better. And he's like, he can do more, like Ramondre Stevenson is.
Well, the guy who on that list, just on that short list that interests me, is David Montgomery. Because that's a guy who, you know, in the passing back role, I think you mentioned Ramondre, yeah, and he's going to have more of those. But you still need the other matchup guy. And you and I talked about this a little bit, and we haven't really scratched the surface of, would Bill O'Brien being back, does that open the door again to have a fullback back on the roster? Now, there are two different kinds of fullbacks. There is insert Baltimore fullback here, who are meatheads that are just going to run people over on the whole, right? And then there's Kyle Juszczyk out in San Francisco, who is a matchup guy. You can get good matchups on him because he's a fullback, but he's more of an H-back than is a fullback.
Well, then he is just an H-back then.
Okay.
So he is
but
just
he
legitimately
lines up
an H-back.
Block people.
Well, that's what an H-back does. That's an H-back does both roles. You have, obviously, the tight end, the fullback, right? And then the H-back is the hybrid version of both those guys.
Now, Montgomery wouldn't be that guy, but he's a matchup dude. That's somebody you can put out in the slot. I know that they might look at it and say, well, Ty Montgomery can do the same thing. Why do I have to go get his brother David? Not even though it's not his brother. But you get the point. I'm looking at this free agent list of running backs, and they do it by the average annual value of the guys that are going into free agency. The dude who made the most money last year was Saquon Barkley at about $7.8 million. Other than that, none of these dudes have been getting paid. Jamal Williams got $3 million last year. He had like 18 touchdowns.
It's such a crowded like position where they're so like, who's really special? The guy that's really special is the Ramondre Stevenson.
Correct.
He's the real, listen,
especially because
both
of the size and strength.
If you look at one stat to look with him is tackles missed or tackles broken or yards after contact.
Yards after contact.
He is like number one.
Yep.
He just is always making, and he is just as good as catching the ball as he is running from an eye back situation. He's just as talented running a traditional offense, lead blocker, zone right, zone left, sweep, you name it, as he is lining up as in a flex position like a Le'Veon Bell. Okay? Now, not as good as a pass catcher as Le'Veon Bell, but just as talented running the football. Hands are really good. He's the coveted guy. I can do anything with you. I have lots of options, you know, when I'm scheming up guys. You're kind of limited with Damian Harris.
Here's what's interesting. So I just looked up the rushing yards after contact. Stevenson was only 13th in the league.
I think it's not. It may not be yards after contact. It may be I forgot what it was.
Like the, after breaking a tackle
No, no, like making
something.
Someone miss, something like that.
Got
like
it.
His ability to make the first tackler miss,
okay.
I think it's a little bit different than yards after contact.
Very fair.
Because I think that was like a unique advanced stat that I was like kind of look at somebody throughout there. He may be wrong, but
no.
You don't need to. You can look at him running with the football. Most people miss him.
Well, that's the thing.
Then he gets hit.
He can make people miss and run through it. And that's what a lot of, honestly, that's Josh Jacobs. He's got the ability to make people miss, but really with the
higher
Raiders,
level guy.
Mm-hmm.
More, he'll probably get paid more. The thing with backs is that it's such a, you know, when you're younger, when you're in high school, when you're in college even, it's such a coveted position. But then when you get to the pros, it's like the last guy that was the last back that was drafted in the first round, I think it was Saquon Barkley. Or maybe it was Josh Jacobs. But they don't get drafted in the first round. They don't do it anymore. Sometimes you're like second or third round, and then
there's
a run on
them.
By
the way, I don't understand. I don't get it. Because here's the thing.
Because if you've seen one, you've seen all of them.
But it's more than that. If my first round pick goes to a guy that plays and plays a lot, why is that bad? What does it matter, the position? If you're... Like if the Raiders, when old crazy Al Davis were alive, right?
Speed.
If you were a kicker short and you got a guy that you know was going to kick for 20 years.
Sebastian Janikowski.
Even if you took him at the end of the first round and it completes your football team, what's the problem? So I have draft picks to begin with. Like we become so, well, you can't do this and you can't do that.
Well, that's,
you
got to
go
is,
here and you got to go there.
Well,
and
that
it's
is
like,
not,
you're building
right.
a football team. That I don't give a damn.
There is something to that that I agree with.
You'll
now,
give me guys that
you'll
can
look
play.
At, you'll like, there's, so Sony Michel gets a lot of heat for, you know, just being okay. He wasn't like, wow, that back is like amazing. But I would say there's plenty of other positional first rounders that were just okay also. Like, so yeah, so to that, the belief is that you could find a first rounder in the second round, in the third round.
Which is why Bill will trade out or trade back, because if I got pick 40, it brings me the same value as 25.
Yeah.
It also depends on where your roster is. I think part of the problem in terms of figuring the Patriots out is that for a period of time, you almost really, like the draft philosophies do carry over on the whole, but you were drafting differently when Tom Brady was here versus what you're doing now. Whenever Tom Brady was here and the roster, like when you guys played, you know, that roster was stacked. You know, and if you were bringing in a first rounder, it better be a position of need and somebody that can come in right away. Because, like, look at that 07 team. I think the first pick they had was the D-tackle Brown, who was a fourth rounder.
Malcolm Brown,
and
yeah,
I don't
out
even,
of Texas.
No, and I don't even know if he made the roster coming up. You're like, boy, what a waste of a draft. Who'd you want to punt? Like, if your roster is set, you approach the draft differently. And it's more than just, you know, what Les Snead did in L.A., let me willy-nilly throw them all out because I got to just go acquire talent versus building a team. I think, again, we got to remember it's a team-building exercise. But getting back around to Damian Harris, I'm starting to think there's a better chance he might come back. Because of all those backs, he might get pushed down to a one-year deal at $2.5 million or something like that and maybe feel pretty fortunate that he got that.
No, that's the value is real modest because you're just not – like, you're a good, tough, physical player, and, like, they like you, and there's value there, but you're not a priority, per se. Like, you're not. But I think he'll end up getting good money, but he's not breaking the bank. Like, backs that break the bank that really – you really have to be multidimensional now. You really have to bring value in two different areas, in the running game, obviously, and then in the passing game. I mean, I will look at, Leonard Fournette. Okay, the Tampa Bay Bucs couldn't run the ball at all, so he suffered from that. Looked like he came in a little heavy, but he's a good pass-catching back, and he's a downhill thumper.
Mm-hmm.
He's not nearly as fast as he used to be, but I'm not going to look at his stats, but, I mean, he was catching 50, 60 balls with Brady. A lot of checkdowns. A lot of bailouts.
Yeah, but you know what?
Doesn't matter. Still, there's still positive yards.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Doesn't
that
matter.
Those plays work. And the game is almost designed for a lot of that
stuff
now.
Many easy. I always envied those guys because the tight ends, like bailout route, like never got thrown. It's like the flat, you know, chip release over the tackle. They're not going to see you. Those backs, though, they flare to the left, they flare to the right, they chip, they run to the flat, they do like an angle route. They're wide open spacing, and you're like, damn, like that was like the fifth option. And that dude just got 15 yards. He's got 8 catches. What the hell?
Isaiah Pacheco is a perfect example of that, whether it's running it or just flipping it to him. McKinnon as well in Kansas City, those guys.
Rutgers guy.
Hey, I know that we're not going to get a bigger chance to unpack this. Sean Payton to Denver.
Ooh.
Now, let it be known, over a 2-year period, the Denver Broncos have traded 3 first-round picks and 3 second-round picks, and they got back, I think it's 2/3, Sean Payton and Russell Wilson.
Okay, I know that we don't have a ton of time on this, but I will say this.
Give me
this.
A minute
I will tell you this. Their biggest problem, they have a Russell Wilson problem. That's the irony of this. I think not only the biggest problem is like just how he's received in the locker room. I don't think they like him. I've never seen a quarterback with so much, you know, credibility roll into a new team and then just not be beloved. Just like it's amazing how his reputation has been damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Like guys on the team don't really like him. They push him. They mock him. They think he's stupid and says dumb stuff. And like you have to call 3 different people to get in touch with him. How do you personalize your relationship? If you're on my team and we hang out on a regular basis, I gotta call your assistant to talk to you. That's his biggest issue. That is Sean Payton's biggest problem. They have a really good defense. They're going to be good defensively. That's the biggest issue, is fixing that perception and that relationship with him. And, you know, their division is unbelievably challenging. Good freaking luck. It's challenging. You're going to play Mahomes twice. You're going to play the Raiders, whoever they get, twice. You're going to play Justin Herbert twice. There are 6 games. 6 games every single year. Can you go .500 against those 6 teams? If you can, all right, we can talk.
And that's just to survive.
That's your division.
That's just to survive. And look, you go 3-3 in the division, you feel pretty good.
Yeah.
But you ain't winning the division title. You're guaranteed to play wild card weekend if you even get there. I know there's
it's a
more.
Challenge.
I know there is more to that to be able to get to. But are you done? Brings it home next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to Gresh and Poirier on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Poirier.
Do you hate it when you call a restaurant or a business and you're put on hold? Well, if you're the restaurant owner, Unified Office can help you. Unified Office, the proud sponsor of Are You Done? They will make your restaurant better. Ooh. With all of their technology. Billy Lanny, are you done?
Sadly, I'm not done. another sad moment today in the world of entertainment.
Oh, no.
As reported by Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Leapin' Lanny Poffo has passed away at the age of 68.
No! Leapin' Lanny ain't leaping no more. We'll have to fill in Fourier about his special skill, Leapin' Lanny.
Oh, I didn't know he had it. My first memory is him flinging Frisbees into the crowd.
Yeah, apparently he...
And a voice of gold. His voice was... He should have been doing this stuff.
Amazing much so, voice. Leapin' Lanny. Apparently he was... A contortionist, Billy.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And some things that you might, you know, in the 80s might show off in a locker room to entertain the boys.
He could
allow your mind to kind of go down that road a little
really
bit.
He was really good at sit-ups? Like,
yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, that's the way we'll put it.
Could do some amazing things,
rest in
apparently.
Peace. Thoughts and prayers.
The,
are you done?
No!
No, you know what? Now, you know what? Now I'm not done.
No, now we're not done.
Doing something else. And then he came back as the genius and managed Mr. Perfect.
That's right. And he was the macho.
Oh, Mr. Perfect?
No. This is the guy who would read the poetry. He was the Leaping Lanny Poffo.
Dressed as a graduate.
He was the poet laureate of the World Wrestling Federation. But really, why was the guy in wrestling? He was the real-life brother of the Macho Man Randy Savage.
There it is.
Dead. Are you done? Are you done?
Yes, I'm done.
Billy's done. Chicken Nick, are you done?
I'm not done.
Uh-oh.
We have another house watch in the NFL, similar to when Tom Brady had a house in Connecticut and then didn't have a house in Connecticut.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Aaron Rodgers is rumored to have bought or buying a house in Las Vegas. And Devontae Adams, somebody tweeted out what neighborhood is he moving into. And Devontae Adams said, mine. So really? Rodgers to Vegas might be a thing.
Wow. So Josh McDaniels is going to give up more picks with Green Bay again.
I know, right?
Isn't that just to get
it's
him?
It's a $100 million dead cap hit. If they
yes,
do
that's
a chance in hell. Right,
like, why would Green Bay have structured the deal the way they did if they were just going to punt on Aaron Rodgers after a year?
I know. If they knew that there was going to be an opportunity that he would be a valuable asset, they would probably give everybody involved a better opportunity to sign him, because who wants to take it on? Like, it's just like a, it's just debilitating. So
if they do, it's after June 1st.
There's no house in Connecticut.
Right, so they split it up.
Are you done? Are you done?
I am done.
Fourier, are you done?
I have two things, but I may not get to both of them. Okay, so actually, I'll do this one first. Is Bridget here? Is Bridget still in the back?
Yeah.
Is she there? Can we put Bridget on mic? Is there any chance for us to get Bridget on mic? Because Bridget
came in. Wonder why I never have time to do anything. Hey, well, someone who's not listening, who was just in here, let's put her on.
She's all the way down the hall.
Okay, forget it. All right, forget it. I'll pass. Go.
Are you done?
You went from two to none.
Are you done?
You shame him. He's like all mad.
I had two. It may take up more time.
No, forget it.
One's tied to the other.
You're the one who starts it with, oh, I might not have a lot of time to get to both. Let me
Why
go find somebody who's
going
to gobble
don't
up
go
2 minutes.
In order. Like, you should go first next time.
She was literally here 30 seconds
she just
before
left.
Back on the air.
I think I scared her off of what I told her.
You did scare her off.
I think she ran down the hallway. She's probably ran to Mike Kirby's office. They charged.
Telling her about Leapin' Lanny, were you?
No.
Yeah. Two things. Number one, Punxsutawney Phil, that stupid rat in Pennsylvania, got lifted out of its hole today, where a bunch of drunken people who were going to head down to the Elks
it's
Club
your,
to get
these
a
are your people, by
they're
the way.
They're idiots. Say, I know what that rat needs? Shot. I'm waiting for... I'm waiting for Pap Gresh or one of my nephews or uncles or something to shoot that stupid rat right out of their hands. And by the way, it tells us six more weeks of winter. Real scientific, this thing. Let's pull a rat out of the ground. That's awesome.
You know, we could fry that sucker. It would probably still be good eating. That goes to my theory that if you bread and fry any sort of, you know, animal up, it will taste good.
We'll put that to the test someday. And then I think I proudly say we have crossed the bridge in my family where my 8-year-old niece, Stella, is proving that she is a real Gresh. Now, my brother and I at times have been not combative towards each other, but towards other people. My little brother is 6'3 and a half, about 285 pounds, right? So I'm the old big brother, and they're like, wow, he's actually bigger than you. And we both have the same proclivity to, well, tell people off at times or say no. What we think, right?
That runs in the family.
So my 8-year-old niece, who on the growth chart is like an 11-year-old, apparently some 10-year-old on the bus was giving her some lip or her friend some lip. And my niece told her to, like, hey, leave her alone. The girl didn't. And apparently my then 8-year-old niece turned around, looked at this girl and said, I told you to shut the F up. To which my brother and I hysterically laughed when my sister-in-law told us the story. We're thinking, oh my God, she's one of us. Then my brother started to think, eh, I wonder who that's on. Now, mind you, I've been around Andrew F. Gresh Jr., my dad, for my whole life. I heard that probably pretty consistently since I was 8 years old. So somewhere along the way, this just beautiful, cute little girl who loves to play hockey. She's an animal, like on the ice and stuff like that. Somewhere along the way, someone taught her the phrase, shut the F up. And they were like, tell us the story of what happened. And they told her. And then my sister-in-law and my brother left the room and hysterically laughed, thinking, yep, she's a Gresh. So
she definitely said it on the ice.
Oh, definitely.
Without a doubt.
Even at 8, I'm sure she's... I'm going to be nervous in 10 years for that girl.
Okay.
Because
I like
she's
going
to be an ass
kicker. Is that the Gresh goat? Is that the Gresh family crest word of choice?
Oh,
phrase of choice?
No. Nope.
Like, the whole neighborhood knows if they say this, look out.
No, it is this. Do you remember if you ever were in the Cub Scouts and they would have like the little badges, there would be like 4 of them. I think it was like Wolf, Bear, something, and then Weeblos, and they might have changed that because of political reasons or whatever. But there's 4 of them in the family crest, and that's just one of the phrases with swear words in it that's been thrown around my family for about 60 years.
Okay,
I'll tell you what though, Jesus Aretha would not be happy that her granddaughter or her great granddaughter would be dropping F bombs on the bus. Meanwhile, my brother and I think it's freaking hilarious.
And so do I.
It's pretty funny.
I like when little kids swear.
I think it is, too.
Are you done? Are you done?
That's it
are
for us.
Done? See
Chicken,
that?
Chicken Nick.
You happy now?
Chicken Nick. Well, again, hey, let's bring Ken in for this.
Hey, we missed.
Ken's
we had
meeting.
It. We were supposed to bring. Hey, we have a big photo shoot tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Ken booked us a photo shoot at 2:30. By the way, mandatory staff meeting, 4:30, called by Ken. Yeah,
on a Friday. Yeah, I'll be there.
Good grief.
Not a chance.
Chicken Nick and Billy produced it. If something went wrong, blame them. Jones and Mego with Arcander next. Fourier and I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Right.
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Okay.
Are you done?
You done, right?
You done, right?
Are you done?
Are you done?
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.